This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour Eastern time of the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this is not Paul's voice. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. I'm here taking you into the future, doing everything we can. For those of you who haven't heard, my father passed away about a month and 10 days ago, so it was always his dream for me to take over for him. It was a dream for the two of us to be working side by side, but a dream for us for me to be taking over future. So I'm here to answer all your gardening questions, do everything we can to help you out the best we can. Excuse my voice and my the way I've been talking. I'm a little starting to get a cold. I was out at my alma mater at UMass Amherst yesterday with my wife and two daughters and some friends to see a football game, just to get back there and see some people that I went to college with. It was kind of a surreal day. Usually when I go out there, I'll take some pictures of the area and send them to my dad and say, hey, this has changed, this is different. You know, every time we would go out there, if we went together, he'd be like, all right, this is where I lived when I was this year, this is what happened here. And you look at those buildings, and some of those buildings are actually dormitories, not dormitories any longer, they're actually classrooms. So it's a little crazy, so... Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up first?
Bob in Massachusetts.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good.
I got a question on Rosa Sharon, and I was thinking of trimming them, and I was wondering if it's okay to trim and feed them now.
So you can trim them now, but a lot of people actually will prune them in the spring, early spring, to get them cut back at that point. Last week, I talked with a gentleman who actually was wondering the same thing. He told me how every year he's been cutting them back in the spring, and they've been doing great for him, been fertilizing, been spraying with the different all seasons, that type of thing. I personally would wait to prune it till the spring. You can fertilize it now. Espoma has some great products out there, maybe like a plant tone or like a tree tone. Use it at half the rate. Don't put it as a full rate that you would in the spring.
Okay.
In the spring, what I'd suggest doing, I don't know if, maybe using the same, or if you're looking for more prolific blooms, using like a super phosphate at the beginning of April, that heavy middle number will help produce better root system, and it'll get more flowers for you later on to the season. And then you can actually follow that up with a, that plant tone or tree tone, that type of thing. So by giving that a little bit more in the spring with that super phosphate, it's going to help the plant completely. The more you take care of the root system, is the more shoots and the more flowers you're going to get. The better roots, the better product. And the Espoma products out there actually have some products in there to help with the mycorrhizae fungi that'll help attack the root system in a beneficial way to really get a stronger root system. So that's how I would do it. You can definitely fertilize now. The general rule of thumb, too, usually with flowering plants, is to prune them right after they bloom. You know, if you're looking at, you're saying, all right, this is just too big of a plant at this point, and you're willing to just not have maybe as many blossoms next year, that type of thing.
Well, I was sort of afraid of the snow weight. I lost one last year because of snow weight. It splitted in two.
Okay, well, if you know, you could cut it down a little bit to help with that snow weight. The other thing you could do for the winter, if you're concerned, is go to a local garden center. They have what's called jute twine. It's like a green or brown biodegradable twine. What I like to do with that is actually wrap the tree or wrap the shrub around it. You don't want to go too tight. You don't want it to be tight so it can't move. You want the plant to move in the wind and that type of thing. But what the twine on the outside will do is hold it together and be stronger instead of allowing it to split usually, and that's what happens in the middle. That's one way to do it. It depends on how you have, if you have the tree form or the shrub form. The shrub form, you can start right at the bottom and go up. Almost make it into like a pyramid. Maybe a little bit tighter on the top. I would wait to do that for another couple weeks, maybe closer to November. You want the plant to be cooling down and not be pushing growth, but at the same time, you don't want it to be too cold where the plant, when you actually do tie it, is too brittle.
Okay.
So you could, that's something I would definitely suggest doing to hold it together. Any of the shrubs that have that weak center that you've seen in the past, like there's some hydrangeas out there that if you leave the hydrangeas out, they'll actually they can just split in the middle like a tree form. You know, the rosaceans, arborvitaes is a good one where a lot of times you know it'll be up and down all spring, summer, fall, and then winter part of it, and then all of a sudden the snow will come and then it'll split down the middle. With those, you could even use like a fishing line to hold them together. The fishing line has that heavy test. It's not going to break as easy, so it'll move in the wind. I like to allow plants to really go back and forth to in that winter, so it gets that natural feel. You're not keeping it so it's tight, so that if the wind hits it, it breaks. That's definitely not something you want it to do. You're trying to protect it, not hurt it.
Okay.
So there's a couple options there to help you out.
Okay, could I ask one more question?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, I have the orange-colored azalea, and I was wondering if I should feed it now. And last year I didn't get many blooms off of it. I was wondering what I should feed it. Does it need an acid base or a alkaline?
Okay. Did you? It is more acid soil that you would need. You could use like a product like Holytone on it. Is this a deciduous azalea where it loses its leaves?
No, it does not.
Okay. So a couple things you can be doing. Because it keeps its leaves during the winter, what I'd look for you to do in the next couple weeks is use either Wilt Stop or Wilt Proof on there. What that does is it's anti-desiccant that you spray on the leaves. It holds the moisture in during the winter, keeps the plant at that regular It keeps it so that when the wind goes through, it's not drying the plant out as easily. You can fertilize it now with a holly tone at half the rate. And then if you're looking for more blooms in the spring, in the spring, you can actually use the superphosphate to give you the heavier blossoms for the year. And then hit it with holly tone in the spring as well. The superphosphates use the heavy middle number. It's sometimes it'll be like 0.18.0 or 0.44.0. And then your holly tone is an acidic-loving soil, soil fertilizer, you know, meant for evergreens, that type of thing. And then finally, you know, take it for what it is, but pray for some snow cover. That's, you know, it sounds crazy to be thinking of that, but as my father used to say, it's a poor man's fertilizer. So it'll keep the plant watered during the winter, that type of thing. But what snow actually does is it keeps the temperature on the plant the same. It, you know, keeps the plant in that cold period instead of that freeze-thaw effect. When there's no snow cover, the ground's not insulated. So when it warms up during the day, the ground might not be completely frozen, that type of thing. You want that so that'll keep everything the same temperature. So just a couple things you could do to help it. So hopefully that helps you, Bob.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Be proud. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill and Dragot.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, and my condolences for you, the loss of your father.
Thank you.
I have a question this morning. I have a beet rose bush that I put in about 6-7 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing fine. It's probably tripled in size, but it's still maybe just 2 feet high. I was wondering if that someone suggested covering it for the winter. It will be covered in snow with the size that it is.
You definitely could cover it if you wanted. That's not going to completely hurt it, in my opinion. But beet roses, this is the kind of how I look at it. Temperature's a little bit different right next to the beach, but at the same time, those beet roses that are out there that go crazy by the beaches don't get covered at all. They don't get cut back. They kind of just go wild, that type of thing. That doesn't mean go about and don't do anything. What you could do is you could actually, some people actually prune them back just a little bit. You can also, the tips, the buds, my father had always suggested spraying with either Wilt Stop or Wilt Proof onto the buds, where you're starting to see like at the ends of everything too. To keep everything in there for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily have to do that, but if you do a cutback, it would be good to be spraying on those tips, those areas. But if you say you wanted to cover them, you could use a couple things. You could use burlap, but you want to do that later in the season, a lot later, maybe, October, end of October, beginning of November.
Okay.
You could also use those A-frames that they have out there that has burlap on either side, but it can just be above it. So what that does is, when the snow hits, it just cuts, it hits the top of it and goes to the sides instead of on top of the plant.
Okay.
I could use those. Really up to you. I've seen a lot of different ways of doing it. None of them are wrong. What you could also be doing later on in the season, I'm talking close to like Thanksgiving-ish when the ground's really frozen, is getting some salt marsh hay and putting it around the base of the rose, creating to keep it at that one temperature, act as like that snow cover, if you will, around it. One of the reasons why I say wait until later is because if you were to put that salt marsh hay around it right now, you're creating like a rodent hotel, if you will. You're giving them cover. You're giving them a plant to eat. The moisture is going to be in the ground right around there. You're basically saying, hey, come on over. Eat my roses. Enjoy for the winter. I'll start over next year.
Okay.
My father, what he would when I would always listen to him around this time of year, what he would say is, get your salt marsh hay now, in the next couple weeks. And he would go salt marsh hay because of it doesn't have, I think it's like 99% of it doesn't have weed seeds in it. So you're not adding weeds like you would with straw into the soil around it for next year. But you get it now because around Thanksgiving, nobody really has salt marsh hay in the garden centers. And have it ready for later.
Okay.
And then
any fertilizer?
You can use, on the roses, I wouldn't do much of anything at this point. Maybe you could use the rose tone from Espoma at half the rate. But definitely in the spring, and maybe hit it with like a 10-10-10 during the season a few times. Mm-hmm. There's granular formulas and there's liquid formulas out there that'll have that 10-10-10, that'll give it something. But like I was saying, wait on that salt marsh hay until around Thanksgiving. Usually around Thanksgiving, and I say usually, that's when the ground's frozen. But kind of take it, play it by ear. See how it is at that time of year. But just go out and get that salt marsh hay earlier, because when it comes time for you to do that later, it just might be gone.
Okay, so, thank you.
Bill, thank you so much for the phone call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a great day. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Details are still being worked out for the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of assaulting her. She'll tentatively testify at a Senate committee hearing on Thursday. KPIX TV reporter Andrea Borba.
Sandra Mendler is the sister-in-law of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, the professor accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault in the 1980s. Sandra says her letter to Representative Anna Eshoo was meant to be confidential.
But when her identity leaked out, she decided to own it as her story.
Sandra says the research psychologist and biostatistician is a generous, caring mother and friend. But after her identity was outed on Sunday, she took it on as her duty to make sure the Senate also considered her allegations in Kavanaugh's confirmation process.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. One of my favorite things about doing this show is, as I did for my father, my kids will listen to the show. I'll take any chance I can for them to actually listen to me as a father of two young girls, Katie and Ella. I know right now they're listening to me and thinking about, did dad just say my name? So take this opportunity to say good morning to my girls, Katie and Ella, and my wife, Kristen. I know they listen. So thank you guys for listening. And hopefully we can learn to listen all week. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Pamela in New Hampshire.
Camilla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I called you last week and about my amaryllis, and
yep.
I bought the granular fertilizer. It's 10-10-10, but it doesn't say anything on it. After I got it home, I realized it doesn't say anything on it as far as feeding a potted plant.
Okay, you bought the granular?
Yes.
Okay.
I have both. I have both, the liquid and the fertilizer.
All right.
And the granular. Mm-hmm.
Now, with those amaryllis, did it start its leaves yet? Did it start pushing the leaves yet?
Yes. It has two green leaves about maybe 3 inches tall.
Okay. So what you could do is, on the granular, it's usually a slower release. Take a look on the back and make sure that it is a slow release fertilizer. And on that, you could use, depending upon the size of the pot, it's usually like an 8-10 inch pot, I'm gonna assume. Does that make sense?
No, It's in a 6-inch pot.
6-inch? Okay.
And yeah, and the soil is only like 3.5 inches deep.
Yeah, there's not much to it, right?
No.
Okay, so you could just use a little bit of that 10-10-10, maybe to put it in there, less than a teaspoon, mix it into the soil. But what I would like to see you do is use that liquid fertilizer.
Okay.
I would definitely start on that now. With amaryllis, as soon as they start to show those leaves, that's when you start to fertilize it to help it get more nutrients, that type of thing, to the bulb itself. So that definitely, it's definitely time to start doing that. With amaryllis. So I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I was going to say, so how much of this liquid? What do I do? Mix it in a gallon and then give it how much?
So, you know, what you want to take a look at is on the back of the bottle, it'll tell you if it's a concentrate or if it's ready to use. It might even say it on the front. So I'm not sure which one you got, but if it is one that is ready to use, you might just put a few drops in it. There's a lot of great information on the back of a bottle that will say how often you should do it, how much you should do. If it is a concentrate, what you want to do is, what I like to do is water the plant first. Not give it like a heavy soaking, but water the soil so that when you do fertilize it, the water, the fertilizer just doesn't run right through the plant.
Yeah.
It's like a hanging basket. When a hanging basket's really dry and you water it, the water just goes right through the bottom and it's dripping. Usually where you are trying to walk, so you kind of have to wait a little bit because the water's coming through. It would be the same thing with like an amaryllis. If it was really dry, the water would go through. At the same time, amaryllis don't like to be completely soaked. They don't like to have like wet feet. But what I want you to do is water it a little bit so that fertilizer, when you give it to the plant, actually has a chance to get to the root system instead of being flushed all the way through.
Yeah.
I know there are some 10-10-10s out there that on the bottle will say give it like 3 to 5 drops into the soil, but then there are others that are concentrate. And it'll tell you that right on the bottle. It'll give you some great information. And the other thing with a 10-10-10 with the liquid, you might be doing it every 2 to 3 weeks. You just got to take a look and see how if it is concentrated or not, and that'll give you some more information.
Okay. Now, another thing I noticed on this pot, because this is the pot that it came in, it doesn't have any drainage holes at the bottom.
Nothing on the bottom?
No. Should I change the pot again or try to make some holes in it?
If you could try to make some holes, that would be great. Or you could try to put it in a new pot. This would be the perfect time. A lot of garden centers have tons of different pottery for bringing plants inside, if you will, for other plants. You know, you might want to get something with some drainage holes, get a nice saucer to put underneath it so it doesn't, you know, drain on your windowsill or something along those lines. But you definitely need something that has some drainage holes to really help you out.
Yeah. Okay, I will look on the liquid label and see what it says for information, and I'll use that. And I'll make the holes in the pot. All right, thank you so much, Patrick.
Thank you so much, Camila, for the phone call. One of the great things you could do for that granular fertilizer is save it till spring. Fertilizer in a cool place like a garage or a basement will be fine for next year, and you can use it for some of your flowering plants outside and use that liquid fertilizer for you inside. That way, you know, you're already ready for next spring with those granules.
All right. That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Did you know that fall is the best time to plant grass seed? Let's get your lawn looking great again this fall using Bonide DuraTurf products. If you need to plant grass seed to repair your lawn, we recommend Bonite Sun and Shade. Full sun or dense shade mixtures to do the job. These are specially formulated to hold up to our harsh summers. These are drought, insect, and disease-resistant grass seed mixtures that will establish quickly and blend into your existing lawn. Make sure you get that newly planted grass seed off to a good start by applying Bonide's Lawn Seed Starter Fertilizer. This fertilizer will help encourage strong root growth before winter and also thicken your existing lawn. If you're not reseeding your lawn this fall, use Bonide's Winterizer Fertilizer. Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. Bonide's Winterizer will provide the nutrients necessary to green your lawn up now and to strengthen it for the winter months. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide DuraTurf products are available at these fine stores. In Agway near you, Russell's Garden Center in Wayland, and Every Bloomin' Thing in Scituate. Or go to bonide.com for a retailer near you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Alex in Rochester, New Hampshire.
Alex, welcome to the Paul Byrne Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I, first of all, would like to extend my condolences to you about your dad who passed recently.
Thank you.
Doing a great job. I used to listen to the show once in a while, and you've really picked up very well with that.
Thank you.
And I have a question. I'm not an experienced gardener by any means, but I have I purchased some apples at Hazelton Orchard last year in November. It's in Chester, New Hampshire, I think, either Chester or Derry. And I bought some. They're the most delicious apples I've ever eaten. And I saved the seeds, hoping that I could get them to sprout and then, you know, plant them to grow my own apple trees. I don't know if that's even possible, but if it's possible, how can I get them to sprout? When should I try? And what kind of soil should I use? And what kind of container?
So it's always worth a try. As my father always said, there is no mistake in gardening. It's just about out there, getting out there and trying, trying to plant something, trying to get something new. So it's going to be a little bit hard for you on this, but that's okay. That's not a bad thing. With the seeds, you're really going to need to have them have like a dormant period, be cool, that type of thing. So what I want you to do is I want you to get, when you get the seeds, water them. And by water them, I mean wash them, excuse me. Wash them to get all the anything off that's out there. Then, from there, what you're going to do is you're going to get like a paper towel. Get the paper towel damp. Not soaking wet, but damp. Wring out the water, that type of thing. Lay it flat again and put a bunch of the seeds in it. Then I want you to either fold it over on top of it or have another sheet of paper towel that's damp as well. Put it on top of it. From there, you're going to put it into into the refrigerator to give it that cool time. By doing that, that gives it a few days. You start to get them going and get them figured out. Another way you could do it is you could actually just drop them in water for a few days, maybe 7 to 10 days, to allow them to really absorb that and get started. From there, what you can do is you can get, because they're going to be small, start with a small pot, maybe like a 4 or 6 inch pot, maybe a little bit bigger, really up to you. You can use plastic, clay, terracotta, which would be clay as well, that type of thing. The soil, there's some great soils out there. There's starter soils that that actually are like soilless, if you will. You actually will look at it, and it looks like soil, but it's not actually that soil you would find outside. It's a lighter mix to allow it to nutrients to get in there. With those pots, you could definitely put a couple seeds in there to try it, see if you get any of the sprouts coming up. One of the other things you can do is there's a root hormone from Bonide. It's a root starter fertilizer that you can put actually on the seed itself. It comes in like a powder. excuse me. You can put those on the seeds to try and push that through on that way. And then really, it's giving it the light that it needs, the full sun, keeping it in the windows if you can, in a nice sunny location, and trying to get it that way. You know, you're going to have some troubles along the way. It's not going to be the easiest way to do it, but it's definitely something to try. You know, you can get a bunch of small plastic pots, you know, 6-inch for, you know, maybe like 25, 40 cents a pot. You can buy one bag of soil and it'll probably do a dozen or more of those pots. The seeds you already, you know, you have naturally on the water. It's you know, it's worth a shot, worth trying it out.
Thank you.
And like I said, my father always said, there's no mistakes in gardening. It's always just trying and doing what you can to try something new.
Thank you very much.
So, Alex, thank you for the phone call. Thank you for your kind words. And now keep listening. We'll try to get you some good information for everything out there so you can become an expert gardener out there.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads, or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I wanted to touch again on the apple seeds that Alex was talking about. I forgot a couple things, so I wanted to make sure I gave you all the information, Alex. What you need to do is, if you just plant one style of seed, that one apple that you had, you're most likely not going to get the same exact fruit. It'll be in that same lineage, but how it was before. What you need to do is actually have a pollinator with it. So plant, get some seeds from another one. Find out what the name of the apple is. You can go online and Google pollinators for that apple, and there'll be a number of ones. So you'll try to get those seeds from there. So those two, plant those together in the same seed. The other thing I forgot to do when I said the damp towel, watering it, either put it in a plastic bag or like a Tupperware container in the fridge. Don't just put the paper towel in there. I want to make sure you do that. And what you also need to do is check on it. You know, it could be every day, it could be every couple days, to make sure that paper towel is damp still. You don't want it to dry out because then the whole process stops. So those are a couple things. The other thing you, I'm not sure if I said or not, and I want to make sure I did, was at the beginning, you want them to dry out a little bit from being in the apple. So maybe put them on a paper towel, put them out in the sun, allow them to dry a little bit. Those are a couple other things that you could be doing. But what happens with the seeds is they, you know, most apple trees that you find in an orchard are coming from grafted apples that are onto them, or it's that type of style of growing that's been taken a look at in a lab to cross it. So I just want to make sure I got that information out there, give you as much information as I could. Nathan, let's go right into the phone lines and answer a question real quick.
Dorothy in Mass.
Dorothy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you, parents. Thank you, Patrick. I have a hydrangea bush that I bought a couple of years ago, and I transplanted it to my garden. Well, now I've got the most beautiful foliage, but absolutely not one flower. So now, I don't know what I'm doing that has not caused these flowers to grow.
You got the hydrangea, did you get it around Easter time and from a greenhouse?
No, I got it in a supermarket, actually.
But what time of year did you get it?
It was in the springtime.
Okay. Was it like right around in Easter time, or like right after, or was it an outside when you got it?
I think it was just before Easter.
Okay. So what you could have gotten is you could have gotten the annual style hydrangea from that is forced to bloom for around Easter. What happens with those is they bloom that one time, and then after that all you get is leaves. It doesn't really rebloom. It's more of like an annual style hydrangea.
Okay.
So that could be the problem. But at the same time, do you prune it at all? Do you do any type of anything to the hydrangea?
No, I haven't done anything to it. It's an absolutely beautiful foliage type plant now. But we haven't really done anything to it.
So one of the things I would suggest doing in the spring, it can't hurt, is trying a superphosphate, a 0440 fertilizer, something along those lines, a heavy middle number. What that is, it's kind of like a bloom booster. It'll help feed the root system and help promote blossoms for next year. The other thing, you know, like you said, you haven't touched it, so don't prune it. Don't do any of those types of things. But that fertilizer can really help. And now, if you don't get any blossoms this year from fertilizing it, like I'm saying, in the spring, then it's definitely one of those hydrangeas that you get around Easter time that blossoms for that time, and then it just is nothing but leaves going forward. But as you said, it's gorgeous foliage plant, so it's not going to hurt to try it. So that superphosphate might be the way for you.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Dorothy. And good luck with the hydrangea. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.